Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Well, with us today, we have Dr. David Katz. He's the founding director of Yale University's Prevention Research Center. He's a two-time diplomat of the American Board of Internal Medicine and board-certified specialist in preventive medicine and public health. He's a clinical instructor in medicine at the Yale School of Medicine. Boy, we're saying medicine a lot. And as a world-renowned expert in nutrition, weight management, and chronic disease prevention, there's no one better to show us how to become disease-proof. Welcome author of the book, Disease Proof, Dr. David Katz. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Katz, welcome back.
So good to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks, great.
To Melanie for the kind intro.
You know, I find it disheartening how many people use their family history as an excuse not to get healthy. I had a patient last week. He told me his father and grandfather died of heart attacks, so that's how he was going to die. In your book, you talk about reprogramming our genes. Share how it's possible to get healthy in spite of our genetics.
Well, you know, the first thing I'd say, David, and of course you know this as well as I as a physician, is your family history is only partly about your genes because, you know, it may be that your parent or uncle or aunt who had a heart attack or cancer, you know, maybe they smoked and they didn't eat well, or, you know, maybe they had risk factors you don't have because you live differently, and we have to consider that. But to the extent that it is genetic, you know, I think it's sort of the dark side of living in the genomic age. We're all captivated by the power of genes, and we're fascinated with genes, and we sort of felt if we unraveled the genome, we'd know everything there is to know about our medical destinies. The dark side of that is we fell in love with the notion that DNA is destiny, and it's absolutely not true. And the scientific evidence that, you know, if we're looking for medical destiny, we're more likely to find it in dinner than in DNA is
really very strong.
So, you know, there have been many studies that have, for example, enrolled cancer patients. And I can refer to one in particular. It was published in 2008, 30 men with early-stage prostate cancer. And, you know, in the early stages of prostate cancer, you don't have to treat right away. You can watch and wait. But these investigators, rather than just watching and waiting, used lifestyle as medicine. So these men got an optimal, mostly plant-based diet, regular physical activity, obviously no tobacco, good sleep, stress management, good interactions with one another, all the stuff we talk about in Disease Proof. And then over a span of months, the investigators studied not so much the men and not so much the cancer in the men, but the effects on the genes in the men with the cancer. And they found the lifestyle intervention took 500 documented cancer promoter genes and dramatically downregulated their expression, and 50 cancer suppressor genes and dramatically upregulated their expression. The power of lifestyle as medicine is such that it can refashion our fate at the very level of our genes, and there are many studies attesting to just the same thing. So, you know, the issue, David, you can't change the genes you have, but you absolutely can change what the genes you have do, and that's really what matters to health.
Hey, David, can I ask a question for just a minute? Dr. Katz, what do you think
Melanie.
About the BRCA gene and all of the media that's out about that, and now they're even saying that that can be touted as a risk factor for pancreatic cancer as well.
Right. Well, you know, there are going to be instances where genetic influence is very strong. We know in some cases that a gene all by itself can cause a disease. If you get two copies of the sickle cell gene, it doesn't matter what you have for breakfast, you're going to wind up with sickle cell anemia. That has to be addressed. If you have the gene for Huntington's disease, you're going to develop it. And then there are genes that are sort of in the middle, Melanie. So, you know, the BRCA genes that increase risk for breast and other cancers are very important. I think screening for that makes sense. And I think when you're at very high risk for a cancer, considering specific therapeutic options, some of which are a bit drastic, may make sense. But most of us who are vulnerable to cancer don't have a gene that makes us especially vulnerable. We just have garden variety vulnerability, and that may reside in our genes, but then we have the capacity to alter what our genes are doing. That may be true of the BRCA genes as well. We don't have specific studies showing that lifestyle can turn those genes off, so those studies need to be done. But the general principle leads to the conclusion that about 60% of all cancer is preventable by using lifestyle means. Again, that's not 100%, so there are still going to be some cases of cancer that need other approaches. But we can dramatically slash our risk of cancer and slash our risk of other chronic diseases to an even greater extent using lifestyle. We can substantially disease-proof ourselves, and the effect extends to changing the behavior of our genes, including some of these dangerous cancer genes.
Right. Doc, what a lot of people don't realize is the cells of our body die and get replaced with new cells. And if you supply those new cells with proper fuel, then you can erase the damage caused by, let's say, the hamburger and fries that affected the old cells. And if somebody follows your guidelines, how long will it take before this positive regeneration begins?
Well, I think that's a great point, David. And I like to say all the time, as a preventive medicine specialist, it's absolutely never too late. There are benefits that show up within hours. Some of the effects of diet, for example, on health play out in how the blood vessels behave. The technical term for this is endothelial function. But actually, the behavior of blood vessels and blood flow changes in the immediate aftermath of a single meal. So if you eat a lousy fast food meal, lots of calories, lots of the wrong kinds of fat, your blood vessels behave badly for hours after that. If you eat a very wholesome meal, rich in all the best foods, your blood vessels behave beautifully for a span of hours after that. So some of the effects are essentially immediate. And then the longer-term effects, some play out over weeks, some over months, and some over years. If you have atherosclerosis, it takes months to years to start to reverse that and clean out your blood vessels.
Right.
But your risk of heart attack drops almost immediately. So, you know, there are short, intermediate, and long-term effects of living well. It's never too late to get started,
never
but also the earlier the better.
Right. The tortoise still finished the race.
Yes. Well, and yet, what we should all think about, David, is, you know, one of the beautiful things about disease proof is, you know, it's about losing weight, finding health, but because it's about both, you know, if you need to lose weight, you can use these strategies, but you can share what you're doing with your children because finding health is good for them. And, you know, so you can get them started very early in life, and, of course, then the benefits are even greater.
Right. And my favorite saying is, as the twig is bent, so grows the tree. So with children, wow, you can really straighten out that twig early as a child, and you affect the childhood obesity, which you're a big expert on as well. And I think if you catch it as early as possible, that would make sense with children.
So you know, I'm trained as an internist, and my clinical work has mostly been with adults. But as a preventive medicine doc, much of my focus has turned to children for that very reason. You know, the earlier you start to build health, the greater the opportunity to cultivate it at its origins. And, you know, we can give our children a substantially disease-free future. And since we can, we really should. And disease proof is about showing everybody how to make that happen.
Yeah, I know you've written a lot about obesity epidemic. What I find so compelling is Americans spend more money on weight loss programs, fat burners, diet books, and low-calorie food items today than ever in history, yet obesity rates are going up, not down. What would you think is the big culprit?
Well, for one thing, you know, there's obviously a question of, you know, causal direction there. I think the issue is because there's so much obesity, people are desperate to do something about it, so they're spending a lot of money to try and fix it. But what they're spending their money on is a waste. It's not going to fix it. And, you know, what I compare it to, these quick-fix, silver-bullet approaches to weight loss, you know, I compare them to the old episodes of The Honeymooners where we watch Ralph Cramden, you know, sign up for these silly get-rich-quick schemes, which, of course, never worked. Somehow we turn off our common sense when it comes to weight loss. We all know if we want to manage money, we have to work hard, put it away, take care of it. And we don't do the same thing with health. What I describe in Disease Proof is treating health more like wealth. You know, here's the skill set you need to grow it. You can lose weight, keep it off forever, but you need a skill set to do it. You have to be serious about it. There is no silver bullet. Anybody who promises you magic or pixie dust, it's a huckster. You know, they'll laugh at you all the way to the bank.
Well, that certainly is true. Thank you so much, Dr. Katz, for sharing tips on something we all want in life to be disease-proof. For more information on Dr. Katz or to order disease-proof, go to davidkatzmd.com. And his website offers you a plethora of research, recipes, and recommendations how you can reach optimal health. And you can follow Dr. Katz on Twitter at Dr. David Katz. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.